Let's Face the Issues, 5 p.m. Monday through Friday by Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University of Jacksonville, Florida. Dr. Youngblood, a biblical scholar and conservative theologian, deals with a variety of social, political, and moral issues, yet all biblical issues from a central biblicist's point of view. This call-in question and answer broadcast will provide you, the listener, with answers to questions that others have avoided. Remember, God's Word, the Bible, gives us the answers to life's questions and issues. Some of the issues we will address, allowing you, the listener, to call in and ask and respond to, are as follows. The dangers of Islam in America and around the world. What about abortion? The sin of homosexuality. Jacksonville and other cities facing the debate over open bathroom laws. Is Jesus really God? Could Jesus sin? The Second Amendment and the Christian. What about the coming Antichrist? Will America face war with Russia? How does Israel fit into prophecy? What is the real mark of the beast, 666? And multitudes of issues and topics. You're invited to tune in every day, Monday through Friday at 5 p.m. to listen to Dr. Gene A. Youngblood.
Thank you so much for joining us today. This is Dr. Youngblood, and once again, we want to face the issues. May I simply ask you, as our listening audience, to listen carefully today. Want you to participate. Love to have you call and join in the discussion, the dialogue. You can reach us at 401-1413. That's 904-401-1413. Very significant, a very interesting, challenging, serious dialogue and discussion about an issue today that I believe should affect the hearts and the lives of every listener, especially if you've said yes to Jesus Christ as Savior and as Lord. I pray that you will listen intently. I pray that you'll respond. It's going to be urgently important today that you listen up and respond accordingly, because our city is in jeopardy if we as believers, moral, ethical people in our city, do not respond in the proper fashion. Before we get into that subject, let me just simply say, as we look for answers to issues in life, we so often, when I say we, most all of us as human beings, so often we'll go to the wrong sources for solutions to the problems. Multitudes will go to psychiatrists, psychologists, some secular counselor with psychobabble, that is, psychological methodology with a verse of scripture added, and call it biblical counseling, which is the furthest thing from true biblical counseling. The place that we need to go is back to the Word of God. I've said that for years and years and years. I've had the privilege down through the years of doing programs publicly on broadcast, very much like this broadcast that we do every day at 5 o'clock, because society is filled with problems and difficulties and issues. When we face the issues, we want to go to the source book, that is the Bible. Jesus said, if you continue my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And then in John 17:17, Jesus said, thy word is truth. There's no greater source for truth than the Word of God. And may I remind us that you, our listener, you make this broadcast possible by participation, by simply calling, having dialogue, discussion, and allowing us to have dialogue with you about the issue that you are wanting to talk about. The issue that you want to discuss today may or may not be the subject that we're discussing, but you can jump in at any time, ask your biblical question, theological question, social, ethical question. Some would refer to it as political question. That's all right, too. No such thing as social speech, political speech, biblical speech, theological speech. It's all biblical free speech. And from a biblical worldview perspective, there's nothing that's to be categorized or segmented in any fashion that would call it a certain category of speech. If it is from the Word of God, it is all a biblical worldview and all falls under the category of biblical communication. May I simply take a moment to invite you to worship with us at First Conservative Baptist Church, 9:30 Sunday mornings for the Sunday School Hour, the Bible Institute Study Hour. Then we have at 10:45 Sunday mornings, the morning worship service, 7 o'clock on Sunday evenings, the evening worship service, midweek prayer service, Bible study, and fellowship meal at 7 o'clock on Wednesdays. Any of those great times would be wonderful for you to come. If you are a listener, let me know that you've been listening, that we can have dialogue, discussion, and fellowship. We would love to have you as our special guest from our radio listening audience. May I remind you that Sunday morning, 10:45, evenings at 7 o'clock, and then on Wednesday evenings. I want to exegete a text today. That is, that word simply, don't let it scare you. It means to look at it, to read it, take it apart, and talk about it. We're going to do so in a cursory overview fashion because it leads into the subject matter that is so vital for us to discuss today. So therefore, I'll take just a few minutes in the biblical text to use that as my launching point to discuss the question today, God's indictment of a reprobate mind. God's indictment for a reprobate mind. What is that? What does it mean? Let me just read several verses in Romans chapter 1. We'll pick up in about verse 18. We'll read several verses, then we'll discuss it, read several verses and discuss it, and make a transition from that into the subject today that is so vital for our city. By the way, you can call it 401-1413. This is a listener participation program. We invite and urge you to call and have your discussion with us. Romans 1:18 and following. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men and who hold the truth in unrighteousness, because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God hath shewed it unto them. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, even understood by the things that are made, even the eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God. Neither were they thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish hearts were darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools and changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into the image made like to corruptible man and bird and to birds and to four-footed beasts and creeping things. Verse 24, wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness, gave them up, them, those that we're speaking of in verses 18 through 23, those that became fools and they worship false gods. Uncleanness through lust of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie and worshiped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this cause God gave them up unto vile affections, for even their women did change their nature, natural use, into that which is against nature. And likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one toward another, men with men working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves the recompense of the error, which was meat. And even as they did not retain God in their own knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind. Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to remember that phrase. God gave them over to a reprobate mind, to do those things which are not convenient, being filled with all ungodly unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful, who knowing the judgment of God, that which said they could commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure, I want you to remember that, but have pleasure in them that do them. May I remind us, ladies and gentlemen, as we think about what this text says, it talks about a reprobate mind. So let me just make a brief transition. What does it mean, reprobate? In Jeremiah 6 and verse 30, reprobate silver shall men call them, because the Lord hath rejected them. The word reprobate means to be rejected. The word reprobate means to be depraved, corrupt, sinful, immoral, shameless, wicked, degenerate, evil, profligate, debauched. All of those terms, you can go to any Bible dictionary, or if you want to just go to a secular dictionary, look up the word reprobate, you'll find that it has all of the significant words that I just gave you as to the meaning. So the first thing, when we think about God's indictment of a reprobate mind, I want us to understand that the condemnation is revealed in verses 18 through 22 in this text. We see that it is the condemnation of a reprobate. God condemns the reprobate. How is that so? They rejected God's word. An individual that rejects God's word, is reprobate in his mind. And ultimately, after doing that so long, God turns them over, releases them to a reprobate mind. They rebel against God's way, verse 21 and 22, in this same text. The cause is recorded in the text also. They refuse God's way, verse 19 through 22. It's very, very clear. We're talking about people that God has turned over to reprobate. I know, ladies and gentlemen, listen, I know. There's some of you that are cringing and saying, oh, God loves everybody. Yes, he does. But there's some things that God hates, according to Proverbs text. There's some things that God is simply going to say, no, that's enough. I'm not going to take it anymore. And once we cross that line, and ladies and gentlemen, it's possible for any person to live in sin, turn his back on God, reject the truth of God, reject God as creator, controller of the universe, reject Jesus Christ as God's son, and want to have his own way. There comes a time when God says, okay, I'm just going to turn you over. I'm just going to release you. And may I remind us, that's what we find in this text. They refuse God's way. They rely on godlessness, according to this text, verse 23 in particular, and change the glory of the uncorruptible God into the image made like unto corrupt man, and to birds, and to four-footed beasts, and creeping things, etc., etc. May I remind us, we're talking about God's indictment of a reprobate mind. We have today in our city a city councilman and others, not just the one, but Tommy Azuri is the lead ringleader in it. Tommy Azuri claims to be saved, ladies and gentlemen. He says he's been born again. I don't find anything in my Bible, and I can't discern his heart, but I can tell you based on his actions, based on his deeds, based on the garbage that he's trying to force on 99% of moral ethical people in Duval County, there's a problem with what he understands as being born again. I think sometimes that I need to pick up the telephone and call his pastor and ask his pastor if he agrees with Tommy Azuri wanting to reintroduce human rights ordinance, which is an unholy, ungodly, evil, vicious, vile piece of legislation. They attempted to do this now. This is the third time in 4 years that we've had some wicked, evil folks sitting on the city council that tried to force it down the throats of Duval Countyans, and we've said no 3 times, and now they're going to try the 4th time to reintroduce this garbage. May I remind us, I'm using this text in Romans because it outlines, it details, it exemplifies for our understanding what is taking place in this society in which we live when it comes to what Tommy Azuri is wanting to do. Notice in this Romans text, in verse 24, the scripture says, God gave them up to uncleanness. God gave them up. Listen, we see the trickle down, we see the flow of thought in the Romans 1 text, where the individuals that want to reject God's word, reject God's will, go their own way, refuse God's way, and live a life of godlessness, then ultimately God says, I'm just going to release you. The scripture says God gave them up to uncleanness. That's verse 24 of Romans 1. That's talking about their sinful lust. He gave them up to uncleanness. And then in verse 26, God gave them up to vile affections. And then verse 28, God gave them over to a reprobate mind. Notice the chain of declension in the hearts and the minds and the lives. An individual can live in sin and perpetrate sin and practice sin and carry out sin until he is hardened, has no conscience, and the more sin he participates in, the more wicked, vile, and evil his heart becomes, and he's living in uncleanness, and God gives him up to vile, filthy, ungodly, unholy affections. And then he ultimately gives them over to a reprobate mind. And ladies and gentlemen, may I say to you that these people, these individuals, these folks that follow in what's called the LGBT community, LGBT, some use the LGBTI, some use the LGBTI and Q, indicating which is simply, if you capsulize it with a biblical word, the sodomite movement and the sodomite group. Across the nation, according to the Pew Research and according to the CDC, we have less than 2% that identify in that ungodly, unholy, shameful, debauched lifestyle, that degenerate, evil lifestyle. And my question has always been for any politician, why in God's name would you want to ruin the reputation of a city like Jacksonville, Florida, and destroy the moral ethics and values of a whole city to appease between 1% and 2% of the citizens on the premise that we want to make Jacksonville better? In fact, in a recent newspaper article with an interview with Tommy Azuri, he says, explaining why he withdrew the bill back in March, he said he didn't have the political support at that time. Azuri says he's gearing up for another run sometimes this fall. He'd like to have it done sooner, but he's waiting until the fall, he says. Well, he's already said it's going to be in October or November. He said he'd already talked with people like the Jacksonville Chamber and the Coalition of Equality. Well, the Coalition of Equality of Jacksonville is a division of the Coalition of Equality for the state of Florida, which is a division of the Coalition of Equality for America. And the headquartered operation is operated by, started by, controlled by, an absolute pedophile that had sex with a forced sex with a 10-year-old boy. And before it went to trial, he wrote a check for about $200,000 to buy the parents off so that the child wouldn't come and testify in court against him. Had that followed through with the court trial, the man would be locked up for the rest of his life today. And yet these are supposed to be good, upstanding people that we're supposed to pass legislation to appease. If it sounds like I'm upset, it's because I am. And then the Chamber of Commerce, Daniel Davis, is a professing Christian. He's the president of the Chamber of Commerce. He's a member of an upstanding Baptist church in our city. And yet he is pushing the Chamber of Commerce to rally behind an HRO and pass this denigrative, degrading, demoralizing, demonic bill on our city. Why am I doing this broadcast today? Because we as Christians need to listen up, sit up, stand up, and get up and do something that will be proactive and preemptive of what they're about to do in our city. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, if you do not want to have open bathrooms for your kids, it's bad enough to have it in our schools today, where Dr. Beatty is spineless and simply follows Barack Obama's edict to do so. But if you want to have a whole city where your mother, your wife, your grandmother, your child, your daughter cannot go into a bathroom without being fearful of a pedophile, a pervert, or a transsexual, or a sodomite of some type attacking or viewing or videotaping or making a photograph. Target department stores are now eaten up with that. They've already had 28 cases. They're now defending some of them already in court as a result of the demoralization of the women and the girls going into their stores. I've said since last April when the boycott was started, I pray that they close their doors as a result of what they're trying to do to our citizens. But listen, ladies and gentlemen, Daniel Davis, call the Chamber of Commerce. Talk with Daniel Davis. Plead with him. Don't be ugly, but plead with him. Son, listen, you don't have to sell God out just for the dollars you're getting at the head of the Chamber of Commerce. He got that position. He was appointed to that position simply because he made a commitment to the powers to be, the brokers, the power brokers in our city, along with the LGBT sodomite community, that if he were head of the Chamber of Commerce, he would get the chamber to help sponsor a bill to get an HRO passed. That's ungodly and unholy in and of itself. Call, urge him not to support such an evil bill. May I remind us, we need to recognize what is taking place. Azuri further said in this article, as for the typical discussion about, quote, bathrooms, he said the issue of transgender bathrooms in the community, Azuri calls the bathroom problem a red herring. What a red herring? Son, what in the world are you talking about? It's bad enough for our kids to be placed in danger in our schools, but now for mothers and daughters and grandmothers to be at risk in public bathrooms. Listen, if the HRO is passed, every business, every public facility, everything in the courthouse and everything else in any public building, everything else in any business or professional building that has a bathroom, no longer could they have the sign, women and men, ladies and gentlemen, boys or girls, no longer. It has to be a unisex bathroom where anybody can walk in based on their sexual identity as they perceive it at that moment. It opens the doors for absolute danger and darkness and dissipation. And by the way, it will take hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars, of taxpayer money to go back and retrofit everything that would be called public facilities in Duval County to meet the legislation if it is passed. May I remind us, our city, we need to call city council. Ladies and gentlemen, call every city councilman. Be kind, be nice, be courteous, but be assertive. To say to each city councilman, the councilman in your district, start out there. And then the group 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5 district councilmen, call them, demand that they not allow this to even come on the table. Get them to put the pressure on Tommy Azuri that, number one, he will not even introduce such a garbage bill as was introduced and then tabled. He tabled it because he didn't have enough ammunition behind him. He didn't have enough power behind him at the time. He says in one of the articles that I'd read, he said that he withdrew the proposal in March amid fierce opposition from social conservatives and a lack of support among council members. The only way council members are going to avoid this like the plague is if you call them and let them know that you as a citizen are against it and that you have the power of the ballot box to vote. And if they are not willing to back off and not sponsor this bill or co-sponsor this bill with Tommy Azuri, then let them know we will vote them out of office. A number of them's coming up for re-election in 2018. And may I remind us, we the people have the power of the ballot box to put people in office and to remove people that are unholy, ungodly, wicked, evil, demonic leaders. And we've got a number of them on our city council at the present time. I've said for several years, we have historically had good relations in Jacksonville, Florida. I've been in this city for some 34-plus years, and I believe today we have the weakest, spineless, without a backbone city council, for the most part, of any time I've been in this city. We've got some good men and some good ladies on city council, but for the most part, we have a mindset and an intent that we've got to bow to the wicked, evil demands of the sodomite community. Tommy Azuri is planning on reintroducing his wicked, evil, demonic bill. What is an HRO? Human Rights Ordinance. This will be the third attempt in 4 years to do so. They've already tried. They failed. And may I remind us, we need to stand up. If an HRO is passed in Jacksonville, we'll have multiple lawsuits. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, let me just give you the skinny, the overview. The icing off the cake. If an HRO expansion bill is passed in this city, there'll be multiple lawsuits against small business owners. Now, if you own a business and you're Christian and someone comes in wanting you to provide a sale or service of something that is against your conscience, you love Jesus, you've said yes to Jesus, and if you're a saved businessman or woman, ladies and gentlemen, listen, if you're saved, that business is owned by Jesus Christ, not by you. He has simply put you there as a caretaker for that business. And the only way God can bless your business is if you honor God in that business or in that profession that you endeavor to do. And so with your conscience for God, you say no to any type of sodomite service, then you'll be open for a transaction that'll be called an accusation made by the Human Rights Commission. The Human Rights Commission can put you on legal notice, certified notice, that you've got to appear at a certain time in what would be considered nothing less than a kangaroo court in a closed room with you and the leadership of the Human Rights Commission. The Human Rights Commission has made an accusation. You, by all means, will have to go with your attorney to represent you to make sure that you have proper defense. But listen, ladies and gentlemen, it's not a courthouse. It's not a court. It's a kangaroo court by the Human Rights Commission. You've got to pay for that attorney to go sit with you. You've got to pay for your defense. You've got to somehow prove that you're not guilty of what they're charging. You've got to somehow extricate yourself from the clutches of the Human Rights Commission and their powerful lawyers that's paid for by, in most part, our taxpayer dollars. May I remind us, even if you're not guilty and you're hauled into that kangaroo court setting, it's going to cost you thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars to extricate yourself from it. If they determine, that is the kangaroo court of the Human Rights Commission, if they determine that you're guilty, you can be fined up to $50,000 and spend time in jail, 90 days to 1 year in jail, for disallowing, disavowing, disobeying, whatever they call the law. It's a sham. It is absolutely a sham. May I remind us that the Human Rights Ordinance is designed to give special rights, not equal rights. You see, ladies and gentlemen, under the city charter, under the state constitution, and under the federal constitution, the U.S. Constitution, every citizen have the same rights without any exception. But what the sodomites are wanting, they're wanting special rights so that they can flaunt their ungodly, unholy, immoral, profligate lifestyle, and we've got to accept it, we've got to embrace it, and we've got to put them on a pedestal and please them with that lifestyle. May I remind us, ladies and gentlemen, it is the farthest thing from anything that you'd find, any verse, any text, from Genesis through Revelation, it's the farthest thing from what God would have us to do as a society. I'm concerned. And I'm asking you to be concerned. Call the city councilman. Talk with the city council. Talk with anybody that you can that has power control in the Chamber of Commerce. City government will spend millions of dollars doing the retrofit. That's taking taxpayer dollars. May I remind us, every concerned citizen needs to vote. Let me give you a website. I'm going to give it carefully. You need to visit a website. It's called Together We Stand Jax. Together, one word, togetherwestandjax.com. Togetherwestandjax.com. There are hundreds and hundreds of articles and documentation about where we're going in our city if we adopt an HRO. Togetherwestandjax.com. And if you are interested in joining a coalition of citizens to fight this evil, wicked, unholy, we can't wait until he introduces the ordinance. We must do something now. If you're interested in joining into a volunteer group, send me an email, fcbc@conservative.edu, fcbc@conservative.edu. Send me an email. Give me your name, address, and telephone number so we can put you on a list that we will gather together, start having meetings, and do something in a coalesced manner that we might fight this evil, unholy, ungodly, demonic process that's about to take place with the city of Jacksonville. Keep in mind, God has given them over to a reprobate mind. So these that are for it already have been given over by God. They've been given over to vile affections. They've been given up to uncleanliness and been given over to a reprobate mind. Unless they get saved, their only hope is Jesus Christ. Unless they get saved, we need to recognize they have a reprobate mind. God has turned them over to a reprobate mind. They will not make a conscious decision other than that wicked, evil decision. Thank you for joining today. I pray that this has been informative and a challenge to you. Tune in tomorrow at the same time as we face the issues together.
Let's Face the Issues, 5 p.m. Monday through Friday by Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University of Jacksonville, Florida. Dr. Youngblood, a biblical scholar and conservative theologian, deals with a variety of social, political, and moral issues, yet all biblical issues from a central biblicist's point of view. This call-in question and answer broadcast will provide you, the listener, with answers to questions that others have avoided. Remember, God's Word, the Bible, gives us the answers to life's questions and issues. Some of the issues we will address, allowing you, the listener, to call in and ask and respond to are as follows. The dangers of Islam in America and around the world. What about abortion? The sin of homosexuality. Jacksonville and other cities facing the debate over open bathroom laws. Is Jesus really God? Could Jesus sin? The Second Amendment and the Christian. What about the coming Antichrist? Will America face war with Russia? How does Israel fit into prophecy? What is the real mark of the beast, 666? And multitudes of issues and topics. You're invited to tune in every day, Monday through Friday at 5 p.m. to listen to Dr. Gene A. Youngblood.